All right, we've been doing Hilchot Tachanun. So we were talking about yesterday the different minhagim with Tachanun, and we said that in Nusach Sfard they do a vidui and Shlosh Esrei Midot, and then the Nusach Sfard among the Chassidim is to do Nefilas Apayim before Behurachom. And then we said that Sfardim also do a vidui and Shlosh Esrei Midot, but they don't do Nefilas Apayim. So let's say a person's in a shul where the minhag is different from his personal minhag. What should he do? So we mentioned that there's two streams of thought. One idea is you can't deviate at all from the tzibur. You should do everything with the tzibur. You with that tzibur do exactly like they do. And then the other view was to say that today everybody's all for mish. We have so many people here than the other thing, so it's not so terrible, and people understand if you have a different minhag. But he says yishtadel at kamadev shef sharshi, but sinna, try to do it like gishtiller hate as possible shol yehi nikar. So in the footnote he quotes kagon sheshei betzad bein barkishim bo kochach. You'll sit, you won't sit front and center. You'll be off on the side near the door. Maybe people won't notice so much. Let's say I daven Nusach Sfard. I'm with that's like among the Chassidim when I say Nusach Sfard, and I'm with the Ashkenazi Shul on Monday and Thursday. So again, so the Nusach Sfard, I do Nefilas Apayim right away, like 2 minutes into Tachanun, and the Nusach Ashkenaz is like 5 minutes, 6 minutes into Tachanun. Depends, I guess, on how fast the tzibur is davening. But so he says that if a person has Nusach Sfard, he should delay his Nefilas Apayim a little bit. He shouldn't do it right away. Then when he does it, everybody will think, I guess he said Vahurachum. Some people daven quick, some people daven slow. He says, so I'll think he's quick. He can't be that quick if he does it like 1 minute later. That's too quick, because nobody's going to think he said Vahurachum. But if he waits, 2-3 minutes, then he does it. So I'll say he happens quickly, and he's really doing the same as us. And then he quotes that from the Shas and Shuvah's Kinyan Torah. Oh, she say l'chut la'ezra beta knesset neged apetach sham yipopanav. Or let him go near the doorway, leave it like sort of outside the shul. V'imu pa'el nusach ashkenaz. Let's say it's the other way around. I'm davening nusach ashkenaz. Yisei l'chut b'shashat tzibur noflum apayim v'chadome. So then I'm in a shul, they're doing nefilas apayim right away, so I should make myself scarce when they're doing nefilas apayim, so that I could do it a little bit later. V'im ein lo efsharut la'asot b'tzina shol yergishu kolkach. But if there's no way for me to do this, that I can't, sort of like blend in, like, disappear. Or if my exit itself would make a big, production. Why? Let's say I would be an important rabbi. So everybody, the rabbi's leaving. Where did he go? He's a prominent rabbi. So then, so soon. So even there, so in other words, even the more liberal opinion wants to say, if you can't do it, Shiller Haid, if it's going to be open and notorious, you have to bring yourself in conformity with the minion. So some want to say you always have to bring yourself in conformity. Some say if you could do it a little bit on the side, like not so bad. And I'll mention, he quotes here, this is in Hakona Lamo by Rabbi Arya Leibowitz. He quotes from the Maharam Brisk. The Maharam Brisk was from Mordechai Brisk. He lived in the 19th century. He was from a town, he was really in Hungary. He may have come from Brisk originally, I don't know. But he says like this, please, I need everybody's attention. Everyone's attention. Okay. He says, Alkin Ladati in Hagmala Tokach, Shoshanemi Minagob, Ininamiratach, and Nefilipayim Kodom Vahurachom. So he's writing this to somebody who's davening Nusach Sfard, but he's davening in an Ashkenazi shul. So he says, you should keep your minhagim, because that's the way the Zohar sounds like, you should do it up front. So he says, my advice to you is do Nefilas Apayim standing. Don't sit down, even though the Chachid should sit down for Nefilas Apayim. My recommendation is do it while you're standing. You'll lean your head on your arm in a way that people, I don't know, you'll be near the wall and people notice. He says,
Kahal, and then when it comes time when everybody else is doing Nefilas Apayim, Yeshevi Yipol Panav. So you just, you know, pretend like you're doing Nefilas Apayim. Af Shelo Yomari Mahem Zeh Mizmor, even though you're not saying, you know, Racham Mechanan or anything like that, came into Balap Hachi V'Yishar Tshuva Hashem Yishuri Bracha Shul Yachi Yipol Panav Yimakahal Af Shum Paleil As Pukid Zimra. So he says, Shari Tshuva brings down that if the tzibur is doing nefilas apayim, so even Rami Psuki Nizimra, I should do nefilas apayim with them, so I should blend in with the tzibur. Now, I should mention, he mentions here, Rav Schechter holds like the first opinion, that you should absolutely, you know, always follow the tzibur. But then he says, the chol zen lenin shinuim in hagim in nefilas apayim, that's, we're only talking about different minhagim, when to do nefilas apayim, when to, you know, sit and bow down your head. He says, but in terms of the vidui and the shlosh esrei midot, he says, when it comes to the vidui and yudgimel midot, if I'm in a shul, let's say I'm davening minhag Ashkenaz, but I'm in a shul, it's nusach sfard, then I should say the vidui, I should say yudgimel midot, but if I'm in a shul where they don't say it, and I say it, Yomar Havidui Bitsina. I should say the Vidui very quietly. Nobody should hear me say the Vidui, but the Hainu Balakash Uvliha Kalakaza. I shouldn't hit my chest with my fist, because everybody sees, what's he hitting his fist, you know, just with the fist. I guess he's doing something different. He says, V'yudgimel midot yomrenu b'nidrim tamim kori b'torah. So this is a machloket poskim. He's saying that yudgimel midot, ideally you should say with the tzibur that's saying yudgimel midot. Let's say I'm davening without a tzibur. So some poskim say that if I say the yudgimel midot with the trup, that I could say yudgimel midot. Because yudgimel midot, I need a minion to say yudgimel midot. So some say if I say it with the trap, then I could say yudgimel midot. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did? Okay, I think you got your questions and answers in, Charles, with this, okay? Okay, Rabbi Nechanam Nechshmerach Kalsil, Yudhachim Hadlin Spoch, Nemar, and I wants to call Yadil to Rabbi Yadir.